This episode is brought to you by Get Wealthy with Nina at getwealthywith-nina.com, where you'll discover how to build your existing potential, brand, business, and bank accounts, how to use social media to expose your brand, how to use the World Wide Web to build your business and net worth. Social media is not just for socializing. Why not capitalize on it? It's a way to get your information to the masses, even globally, and earn an income while doing it. Find out how by going to www.getwealthywith-nina.com. Well, hey there, I'm Tony Snipes, and welcome to another edition of ArtLessonsFromGod.com. This is the place where we help creative people discover their purpose. So get ready to take notes from today's tips and principles as we help you discover your purpose. Well, hey, everybody, this is Tony Snipes, and I wanted to just thank you for stopping by and tuning in and checking us out today. I have a treat for you this week. I recruited one of my creative coaching clients, Mr. Jack Surrett, who is the founder of RedeemingMarriages.com. And one of the reasons why I really wanted to make sure that Jack was before you on tonight is because many of you have heard me talking about the need and necessity for building an audience, building a following, and utilizing not only a website but also social media to do that. And Jack is the perfect example of someone that has followed through on that and really has set the stage for now being able to monetize it. And not only it being something that can pay for itself, but actually generating a profit. So what we're going to talk about today with Jack are the five ways his blog can start paying for itself. It's the five ways his blog can start paying for itself. Hang around because you'll be able to hear some of the links that we are going to refer to, some great resources and some great tools, as well as anyone that is interested in our one-on-one coaching program. Make sure that you go to our website, artlessonsfromgod.com, and you'll see information about our coaching program, or just feel free to email me directly at tony@artlessonsfromgod.com. That's tony@artlessonsfromgod.com. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into our main segment. Well, Jack, I'm going to just go ahead and jump in it. I want to thank you again for just taking a little bit of time out of your evening to spend some time with me. Everybody, this is Jack Surrett, and Jack Surrett is the owner and the publisher of RedeemingMarriages.com. Jack, feel free to just go ahead and really just tell everybody about, you know, you had a great ministry that was up and running already, but tell them about the thought process that you had as far as launching a blog and then really taking it to the level that it is now, because it is something else in a great way. So go ahead, man. You got the mic.
Okay. The blog is really has grown out of the ministry we do, but really the ministry has grown out of our own personal testimony and what has now come to realize out of God's call in my life that I actually received when I was 13. Did not know I had that call, but yet it has developed, and I look back and I know that's when that call hit me. And that call is to minister to marriages. And so, a few years back, we started working in marriage ministry at our local church at Redemption World Outreach. But we still lived a good distance from the church, and so it made it very hard for us to engage with our couples. And so really out of that necessity of trying to create some type of online ministry that could interact with couples, kind of bridge the gap where we live such distance from the church. So that was the beginning of the blog. At the same time, I've always had the desire to write. Whether it was a time when I was praying and seeking God for direction in my life, and I felt the Lord touch my heart about writing, but it took a long time, and I really didn't have an idea what to write until I started doing marriage ministry here at Redemption at our church a few years ago. And then still had writing in the back of my mind, but then when you, Tony, they encouraged me to start a blog, I started realizing what my genre, what my topic was that I would write about.
Okay, cool.
And so it just kind of came together. And born out of our marriage ministry that we're doing at church, and then more the writing idea had always been on the back burner. It just, both of them came together when encouraged me to start the blog.
Well, good deal. So you already felt that desire, that writer within was already there, and then you saw the blog as being an outlet to really start letting that writer come out and actually flourish, huh?
Exactly, yes.
You know what, I want to mention that point especially to my listeners here, because Jack, what I see a lot of, I've seen a lot of either up-and-coming writers or, you know, I don't like that term, wannabe writers, but people that aspire, let's say aspiring writers, but I see that they actually don't work in the direction that you did, where usually they may go ahead and do a great job of putting together a book, but they don't have an audience, they haven't built a following, and you actually did it the right way, because you didn't even look at the book itself, but you looked at the idea or the theme or the message and what you have a passion for, and you can write a book here and there about, but then you pursuing that passion allowed you to start building an audience anyway, and now you've got a following. So when you do go ahead and launch the book, you've already got folks that have already been kind of quote unquote reading your material already, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yeah.
Awesome, man. Awesome. That is fantastic. Well, one of the things that I wanted to share with everybody too, and you and I have talked about this, is that again, the hard work and the effort that you've put forward with the blog, RedeemingMarriages.com, you've been consistent with that. You've been doing, the work. Honestly, Jack, I see that every time that you've been just spending more time with it, it gets better and better and better. And what I did, where I do this a lot with my coaching clients, especially those that have launched blogs, and I do it even with myself, there is a resource that's out there that's called marketing.greater.com. It's marketing.greater, like getting a grade, .com. And it's a great resource where if you want to get a good idea of what you may be doing well with your blog or your website, and also what areas of opportunity you may have, then you want to, if you go to that site, you'll see a quick and easy area where you can just put in your URL or your web address, and it will, in seconds, just kind of do an assessment and let you know where you stand. So Jack, as you know, I did put in RedeemingMarriages.com, and I was pleased with the grade that you and Janet got for the blog. Out of 100, and I don't know if you had a chance to go to it yourself yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Out of 100 points, RedeemingMarriages.com, your blog, got an 83. So phenomenal job, man.
Yeah, that's great.
Excellent job. Some of the key things that they said that you were doing a great job on was you're blogging frequently, so you're making your site dynamic. And I want to emphasize that to the listening audience, because a lot of folks can launch a website, but basically all a blog is a dynamic website. And what that means is just, it's basically a website that's kept alive and kept active on somewhat of a regular basis. And Jack, you know that you've been doing that, rather frequently, and the points show that's the way that you want to go. So you got great points for that. The other thing that you're doing well is that you have expanded your reach outside of your blog itself, and the basic way that you've been doing that is through social media, and you got great points for that. I mean, you are not only on Facebook, but you're on Twitter. Tell me about, how you started expanding not only just from the blog, but to social media as well.
Yeah, the Facebook page started out of the blog, and that was another thing that you had encouraged. But then we just started growing it, really, by on Facebook. We found that people love pictures, and for us, that's what works. Pictures with a message, pictures with text, and that has been very popular for what we share. But on Twitter, it's more of a quote. You know, it's more of an idea of a little soundbite that you put some nice little word out there, and so we try to do both, and we try to share them both. And Twitter has grown a lot faster, but Twitter seems to reach more of a worldwide market than where Facebook. You know, personally, Facebook is more, you know, kind of with the friends you know and a little circle and a network of people.
Right.
So with our page, it has grown bigger than just a network of people we know. But anyway, Twitter just seems to have a different dynamics. And so both of them have worked good for us.
Good deal. So Jack, if we just kind of backtrack for the folks that are just getting to know you tonight, so your ministry started out with primarily a North Carolina and South Carolina focus, and now you've expanded not only across the U.S., but, you know, and on a nationwide level, right?
Yeah, worldwide. You know, on our blog and, you know, from Twitter and our Facebook page, we can see where there's followers that are actually, like I said, worldwide. Prayer request comes in from different people from even outside of the U.S. And so it's been real good. We've even had phone conference calls with needs of someone that was in Honduras.
Oh, wow.
Outside of the U.S. has reached out there pretty good.
You know, that's amazing because, you know, for years, and you've probably heard this, and a lot of folks that are listening to tonight have probably heard this as well too, especially if you've been in any type of ministry or connected to any type of ministries for any number of years. You know, we've always heard about, you know, going before the nations and, you know, how the Lord's going to bless and, you know, we're going to reach outside of the four walls and go before the nations. And you're using a everyday, relatively an everyday tool that everybody has access to, and you've, you know, just harnessed that thing to expand the kingdom. That is phenomenal, man.
Yeah, we've been real pleased with that.
Good deal. Well, I know everybody's been waiting to listen to this last portion of what we're going to chat about, and so these are the five ways that your blog can start paying for itself. Because, again, Jack, I've been pleased and excited about the hard work and the effort that you and Janet have been doing, not only within the ministry itself, but, again, utilizing these tools to really just expand your message and just, to reach out there to folks. And you've been dedicated to that. I think it's time that your blog efforts and just everything that you built start paying for itself. And this is actually beyond words because you set the stage for it to really be able to do that. A lot of folks here and there that I talk to, we kind of share some of these same things, and they've got a few steps that they need to take to get there. But honestly, you're there because you've got a consistent audience that's following you. You've got a tribe that's following you. They are listening to you because it's a hot topic or a hot theme. Relationships and marriages and all of that is one of the leading themes when it comes to information, resources that people are always looking for, whether it's books or audio tapes or whatever. So you are in the right place. So I wanted to kind of go through these five key areas that are immediate things that can be applied to your initiative right now. Couple of them that you've already done already, and we'll chat about that. But let's go ahead and dive into this as we wrap everything up. One thing that is, and we'll start off with the things that can generate revenue, maybe not necessarily a lot of revenue over time. It will be something that can help to quote-unquote pay the bills. And then as we go into the last few, there are even a little bit some things that are a little bit larger there that can significantly make an impact for you. But again, since you've got a strong blog with a repeat audience, ads on your website are some things that are immediate things that you can start applying, whether it's Google ads or especially if you take a look at the different tools that you can pull into your website, the plugins There's even some built-in advertising plugins which will allow you to start gaining some of that advertising opportunity, advertising revenue that's out there. Have you ever considered that or done that?
No, I have not done it, but I have considered it with just a particular ads that would be that would fit well with who we are and what our message is.
Yeah, I agree with that too, because again, it's really easy to kind of start tapping into some of the things that are already out there and just kind of built in, and they can put a little bit of any type of advertising on your site and it'll get you like a little change here and there. However, you can, do that customized approach even if it's not with an automated resource. I mean, I really kind of pick and choose myself whether I promote some of my own initiatives, or if it's somebody that's already in my circle where I know that this will be some extra promotion for them, I kind of do it that way too. So advertising on your site is an immediate opportunity that you have, because you've got the site itself and you got a repeat audience, and a lot of folks are knowing that they can just connect with you to reach the folks that are important to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We talked about this last time too. The second tip is affiliate programs, and Jack, that's something that you already have dived into and it's working well for you. Just to tell the audience, and I want everybody, if they haven't done it already, I want them to go to your site, redeemingmarriages.com, and when they go to, Jack, am I correct, when they go to your resources section, is that where they see the books?
Yes. Okay. Books in our workshop for class, but the workshop at class is really not an affiliate program, but it's listed there as well.
Okay, tell them especially about the books that they'll see and how you have that set up as you're an affiliate partner of them.
Yeah, there's just books basically that we recommend for the marriage ministry and focusing on marriage, and the affiliate program we have is connected to ChristianBook.com. So any of the books that's on our website that our audience would click onto, that'll take them straight to ChristianBook.com, and then when they make purchases based on that visit, then those purchases will be credited to us, and there'll be a small revenue that we will gain from that.
Good deal, good deal. And what we talked about last time too, we mentioned there's an additional resource that you can take a look at, as well as some of the folks that are listening tonight, where it's called ejunkie.com. It's a resource that I utilize where the products and downloads and even the ebooks that I create, I actually let them live on this site, ejunkie.com. One of the reasons for that is that I can create affiliate partnerships with anyone that wants to sell the products that I've already created. But at the same time, the flip side of that is yourself or anybody can also go and do searches for products that are out there and can go into an affiliate agreement with that person if you so desire. The good thing about that site is that you may have a tendency to see some higher percentages as far as the deals, because they're not as automated or as blanketed. They're a little bit more individualized, where folks would want to give you a little extra because it entices you to consider them for a partnership. So that's something to take a look at again. But as we mentioned, and then the affiliate programs are some immediate things that can be added to anybody's site that has a site up and running. And again, Jack, you're a perfect example of someone that has already leveraged that and made it a win-win. You've made it as a resource for your audience. I like the fact that you chose the books that fit your audience, and at the same time, if they so decide to purchase them, then it helps cover the resources or cover the expenses for your site.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of books, another thing that you're able to do is to create ebooks. And Jack, you and I talked about this too. One great thing that you've got going on that can kind of help you jumpstart this, you don't necessarily have to create these ebooks from scratch. Since you do a lot of information promotion, or basically teaching and the articles that you write, what a lot of folks do, I've even done this myself, is, especially since you've got a blog and you've been running that blog for some time now, you're able to take a step back and see what are some of the more popular articles that you've written over time. What some people do, they even take some of those same blog posts that they've done, and they've actually taken those same blog posts, kind of tweak them a little bit and kind of repackage them and, you know, make it fit the platform. But that's something that you can use to create and launch an ebook.
Yeah.
And I know you had a couple questions and maybe some concerns about the time and the extra things that you may have to learn about doing that, because we talked about, instead of it, like a lot of folks think immediately when they think ebooks, they think, well, this is going to be something that has to be formatted for the Kindle. It can be, but honestly, what I'm talking about here is especially something quick and simple as making it a basic PDF, a downloadable PDF.
Right.
So okay. We go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I mean, yeah, the I like the idea that you was. My mind was distracted because what you were talking about, the taking previous things I've done, and I just wanted to share with you that the last post I actually made on our website, because I was following a certain theme, just kind of following up some things I've been writing. And what I was needing to address, about marriage friendship, that I really didn't want to repeat what I had already said. So I went back to a previous post exactly 1 year previously.
Okay.
And so I kind of repackaged what I had already written, and it was a bigger hit than it was the first time.
Really? Wow.
So that just goes to speak that even doing an ebook based off of things I've previously written would still be a hit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because, like you said, repackaging it and just making it fresh.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Just freshening it up a little bit. And yeah. A lot of people are concerned about this too, and I know we talked about this too, where you are a master at creating the content, and you know, all of us have busy lifestyles and we're always on the go, and it's already a challenge to kind of carve out some time to, you know, create the content that we're creating. And then, you know, you're talking to me and I'm talking about, yeah, you can go ahead and create an ebook and, you know, format that for a PDF, or, you know, even going to that level of doing it for a Kindle. But there's a resource that I want to share with you as well as the audience, a couple of them, where you don't have to do all that work. In fact, there's two sites that I want to share with everybody, where, especially where you are, Jack, you're at a point now where you can look at outsourcing some things, and it doesn't have to cost a whole lot of money. Fiverr.com is a site where there's a lot of folks that have gotten together and they signed up on that site. They are willing to do different types of services, whether it's creating logos or editing books or doing a lot of things that are helpful, especially to bloggers. And the whole theme is that they will do these things for $5. So that's a site for you to just kind of take a look at and see if you are looking at creating the ebook and you don't have the time to format it yourself, especially even if it's just for a PDF. Take a look at Fiverr.com, and I'm sure that you can find somebody that can help you out with it over there, or a site that's a little bit more professional because it's more freelancers that do anything from editing books and doing simple things to even designing websites for you. It's a site called Odesk, Odesk.com, and you can go there, and again, it's just freelancers that are open to providing any type of services that a lot of bloggers have been finding helpful. So that's Fiverr.com, Fiverr.com, or Odesk.com, either one of those. And to the audience, all of these links that we're talking about, these websites, they will be on my webpage with the show notes, so you'll be able to link directly to those sites. Just as we start wrapping this up, Jack, again, we talked about ads being a resource, number one, affiliate programs being number two, ebooks being number three, and now with number four, and again, this really ties into the things that you do well, Jack, are workshops.
Right.
We talked about workshops before, and this is for, you know, the folks that are listening, but especially Jack, I really see this working well for you. Not only just doing workshops here and there, but if you kind of think about, in a nutshell, the workshops would be based on, their value based on the access that people, that you give people, or you give, the access that you give to people for you. For example, large group access would be like a large webinar where people pay a small amount of dollars to listen to a webinar or just kind of watch you in action, but they don't necessarily, they can't really connect with you directly. They may be able to email questions, they may be able to post questions, but they got limited access, so there's a small investment that they make for that small access to you. The next level of workshops that you can do, and it's an offshoot of what you're already doing with your blog, is you can have small group access, where it could be a conference call that you may do with a small group, or I've even seen some bloggers actually have folks that sign up with them over time for little small membership sites. But it's, the whole concept is, instead of it being the larger group, you get that inner circle that's able to maybe just do a conference call, and they have more immediate access to you where they can maybe even talk to you voice to voice.
Okay.
And then that last level, Jack, is actually a more premium access to you where it's the one-on-one coaching or counseling. And obviously these are people that have that immediate, uninterrupted one-on-one access to you. But, of course, by you giving them that much access to you, there's a premium on that. But just workshops and really just instructing people in the things that you're already instructing your audience on now, really it's all about selling access to you for the individualized access and information that they would have to you, and you just kind of price it out based on how much access you're able to give to them.
Very good. Good deal.
Now, any questions about that or comments or concerns?
No, it's not really a concern, but it really interests me because, as you know, this is where the blog had started to begin with.
Yeah,
it was actually as a way of trying to reach the audience. We was already doing marriage ministry with workshops at the church, but we were long distance. So trying to find a way to fill that need of workshops on the Internet.
Yep.
You know, so that really is very interesting.
Hey, Jack, another site that I want you to know about is that can help you with these workshops is ustream.com. The letter U, STREAM, as in Mary.com. And it's one that I've dabbled with. I really enjoy it, and I like the fact that it's easy for my audience to access, where I'm able to do a video webinar. It really is it can be done as live streaming video, or you can record it ahead of time and post it later, or both. But Ustream is one that I really found is great. You got a free level to it, so it's something that you can kind of explore and experiment with without having to spend any dollars on. Cool feature that they have is they've got a pay-per-view platform where you can do something live or record it, and if you want to set it up where it's pay-per-view, then people can actually connect to it and pay to watch you or participate, and it fits right into what you're doing. So Ustream.com is a cool one to take a look at, and it's used professionally and it's used by individuals, but I really saw it in action. Jack, you may know my 16-year-old daughter was in the running for Miss South Carolina Teen, and
yeah,
3 nights before the big show, I wasn't able to get to all of the events that they had leading up to the big show, and so myself and different family members from around the country, we watched the events online because it was online only. And they used Ustream to do it. And they did the pay-per-view thing. So they charged like $4.95 for us to watch the whole event. But I thought it was really cool that this was something that I was using, and I saw that the it's really a part of the Miss America pageant that they use that same resource, and I saw it in action.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yep. So the last thing, as we wrap everything up, again, all of these resources are things that can be launched. The last one is number five, joint ventures. And again, the type of things that you do, Jack, this is a perfect fit. But this gives you the opportunity where you don't have to do the work necessarily. The good thing about it is you've got an audience that's a unique audience, and you can take a look at folks that are already doing things that either your audience finds value in, or some things that that they can do where they find value in your audience, and you can just kind of partner up and either have somebody do a webinar or do a workshop or bring a speaker in or a convention that's already going on. But joint ventures are things that will be a great revenue generator for you and your blog efforts.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
All right, so again, as we wrap everything up, those five ways that Jack can have his blog start paying for itself: number one is ads, number two are affiliate programs, number three are ebooks, number four would be workshops, and number five, joint ventures. Well, Jack, with this remaining time, did you have any questions about anything or anything that you just wanted to further discuss?
No, not really. That's what you got, a lot of things there to be stirring my creative juices with. a lot there to work with. I appreciate it.
Well, no problem. I appreciate you taking the time to spend some more time with me. You know, Jack, as you know, we've been hanging out for quite some time now over the years, and I really appreciate you just allowing me to be a part of your growth. But I tell you, man, every time that we spend that coaching that coaching time together, it blesses me more than blesses you. So I really get the benefit of it.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate you, everything you've done to help us.
Well, no problem, man. Hey, Jack, thanks again for your time, and I want to thank everybody that just chimed in to listen to these great things that Jack is doing. Make sure that you go to his site, redeemingmarriages.com. Check out all the stuff that's going on there, and also pass it along to somebody else. Thanks again, Jack.
Thank you.